I would definitely just say, like, keep working hard, and, like, team you like, it'll come to you. Like, the team, the perfect team that you think that suits you and stuff, it'll definitely come to you, whether it's D2 or D1. Like, to me, like, I just was like, DB is really close to, like, my house, and, like, I feel like I made a strong impact there. It didn't really matter about the division to me because it's still competitive and stuff. And, like, the thing about DBU is we're so competitive and, like, within each other. Like, we're so competitive. We're so supportive. Like, it also takes, like, the team aspect, too. And I think, like, a lot of other D1s and stuff might not have that. And if you're looking for, like you'll pretty much just find a team that suits you is what I'm saying. So
the level doesn't matter. It's the fit.
Definitely the fit.
All right, back again at the United Soccer Coaches Convention in Philadelphia. This is episode number, I think we're on 50, Evan. Are we on 50?
Number 50.
Hey, yeah, this is number 50.
Nice, nice, yeah.
And we are here with Evan's cousin, guys.
Yeah, baby cousin, blood cousin, Rachel Allen.
Rachel Allen, All-American this year at Dallas Baptist University.
Yep. Congratulations.
Hey, congrats.
That's a big accomplishment.
And a sophomore year as well.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, what are you here for?
I'm here for the All-American Banquet.
To collect that award, huh?
Yes.
Hey, there you gotta go. Gotta get that.
Yep.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and, like, and you know, leading up to this season and the success that you guys had at DBU this year.
So it's actually, like, mind-blowing and, like, crazy. Like, I stopped playing like select soccer and stuff like my sophomore year of high school, like,
really,
and yeah, that made me realize like not having that time, like having all that time and then not playing, like it made me realize like how much I like soccer, and then like now I'm here, like I was like an All-American, like it's just crazy to me. But yeah, no, I think I grew like into a better like leadership role like this season, especially because last year obviously I was new, like I was surrounded by all these like fifth years and stuff, and then to come like to my sophomore year just being a leader and stuff to get me to this moment, and like just how like much, I don't know, I could just tell like the change and like how hard like that I worked and like how much I put into like soccer in order to like get here, in order for our team to be that successful, stuff like that.
So your first year, I mean, you were pretty much thrown into the fire, like you started, you know, you were a key player. How was that like going in? Did you feel like you were ready for that responsibility, or is it something that you felt like you needed to grow into?
Definitely a little bit of both. Going in, I kind of was just like, my freshman year, I was like, okay, like if I don't play, like it's fine. Like I know my role, like I'll work hard and get there. And then it just happened to work out that there was like a spot available for the center back position. And so after that, I feel like once I got more familiar with the teammates and like how like college soccer life is, like how competitive it is and stuff, I think I grew more into like the role of like being a starter, like playing like with the team, stuff like that, playing against other like older college girls, stuff like that, like fitting more into that role and stuff.
Yeah,
and then I know obviously you talked to me and my parents about it, but it was mainly like I guess tell us about how, because your coach last year obviously she left and went to Baylor, correct, Baylor?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember you would tell us at times like she would like only kind of like pick on you or harp on you at times. I guess how'd you kind of use that as fuel, and how'd you kind of get through that through your freshman year?
So I pretty much went through that my high school year, really just like my size, and like I always like overcome it. I obviously use that as fuel and stuff, but yeah, it did seem like at times she was picking on me, but I knew like looking back it was for the better, like it like helped me become stronger, like a stronger person and stuff. But yeah, I think with that, like I don't know, it just helped me realize like I can do anything, like even if someone's a like bigger size than me, I could still do the same exact thing. Like it's all about like how you play and not like how you look, pretty much. So
yeah, that's definitely a good way to look at it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect to be an All-American this year?
No, I mean it was, don't worry, it was always on my mind, like always a goal of mine, but I was like I'm not the type that's like, yeah, I'm gonna play just for All-American stuff. Like I was like, if it happens it happens or whatever.
Sure.
I'm just gonna do my best. So
yeah,
I would say when you got it I was really excited, obviously, for you. I was kind of surprised just solely off the fact, for two reasons. Y'all obviously got upset pretty early in the tournament. Was it second game?
Sweet 16.
Okay,
yeah, the third.
Frustrating game, but it was that, and then for some reason, I mean, I think they might be getting better at it, but I know when we were playing, at least, it's just the American mindset in regards to giving awards is just, like, if you're a center back, you need to have, like,
clean
10 goals and, like, 15 clean sheets. Or if you're, like, a fullback, you need to have this many assists, this many clean sheets, as opposed to you might not be scoring as many goals because you're the last one back. You might not go up for all the corners. I know you do, but it's just kind of one of those things. So it's definitely nice to see the hard work that you put in, you know, get rewarded for sure. Because it was you and then Marta, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Marta. Okay. Yeah, she's cold, man. She's cold.
Awesome.
She's cold, yeah.
So she's here too?
Yeah, she should be, like, taking an Uber here or something. Like, she literally just got here. So,
nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Hey, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. This is something that you'll definitely cherish forever. Like,
oh, yes. I've never, like, seen all of this. This is so, like,
cool. It's new for us.
Yeah.
Like, all of this events and all that. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's huge. It's massive.
Yeah.
We are fortunate to be, you know, on Podcast Row, to be able to interact with so many, like, important people in this in this industry. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to coming to that ceremony.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Tomorrow, it's going to be fun. So.
Yeah, it'll definitely be fun. Yeah. Excited.
Okay, so you just finished your sophomore year. Y'all had a new coach, and you're playing again next year. I know you don't want to get maybe too much into it, but you're playing again next year, and then you get your degree, right?
Yes, I did dual credit in high school. Yeah, and, like, I've taken a lot of hours in college, so.
Gotcha.
At DBU. So.
Yeah, so I know.
You're going to be able to finish in 3 years.
Yes.
But you would still have.
One more year. I'm the last, like, the grade above me was the last COVID year, so I just have four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this will be her second one. She'll use her third next season, graduate. And then from there, I guess, talk to us about, because I know there's a certain degree you're kind of looking at, and then you're still trying to figure out if you want to keep playing. So I guess what's kind of your thought process going into that?
So pretty much, like, I've been always interested in healthcare administration, which is like being in the hospital, but like the business side.
That's grandpa right there.
Yes. Taking after my grandpa. But yeah, so DBU doesn't unfortunately have that.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I'm getting my bachelor's right now in general management right now. And then I'll get my master's in like either business administration or healthcare management. But unfortunately, DBU just doesn't have that. So I might either like play somewhere else like that has that.
For your last
athletic
year.
Yeah, my last year. Like I'll just play the first year of my master's, like whatever,
right,
at another school that has that degree and stuff, and then that is like has the accreditation, all that stuff for it. Or I might not just play at all if there just isn't a team like or a school that like suits me, like in a soccer ability, like just because I've been growing up, I've been used to teams that we win all the time, and like like on DBU we like lose two games max or like three games max, so it'd be definitely a change. So I'd have to look for something that fits what I need like perfectly, so we'll see.
Because you're trying to win.
Yes.
trying to win.
I respect that competitiveness.
Yeah, I respect that as well, but obviously just making sure the most important thing, you know, is that scholarship, man. Yeah. If you can get a scholarship for that master's, that'd be nice. But it's cool because it's like it almost gives you a whole other chance to do the recruiting process again.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can actually shop yourself this time. I mean, obviously coming with this All-American, the success y'all had your first year, obviously getting to would y'all get to the semis last year?
Yeah,
or was it the final
four?
Final four? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, just building up a resume that you'll be able to. I mean I doubt there's a coach out there that would be like, I mean, you're not going to help my program at all. Like,
if you're a D2 All-American, you know, your team has been successful. There's no, you know, coach that's not going to have you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, so you're going to be able to take your pick, more or less.
For sure, for sure.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this yet, but, like, are there any schools that maybe you would have in mind?
I don't know. I haven't really, like, looked into it as much, but I obviously got to get going because the deadlines for the master's programs, like, you know, are coming. Yeah. But
you got to apply, like, a year in advance?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. I haven't really looked, like, too far into it. My mom kind of does all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really – just somewhere in Texas. I don't really have, like, anything, like, for sure. Like, I want to go here, like, whatever. I don't have, like, a direct school, whatever. And I don't even know, like, what my future holds, obviously. But, I mean – just somewhere in Texas. I just can't see myself being, like, out of state. I don't know. I just like being close to home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Texas is a great state.
Yeah.
For sure.
So do you want to go pro?
No. I don't.
You don't?
No. I mean, part of me is like, yeah, it would be cool to give it a try, but I don't know. Probably
so if not. So if you say you end up transferring out, right? We'll just make up a dream scenario here. Say you end up transferring, you go to, like, a D1, have a great year. And you end up getting drafted at some point, like whether not necessarily first round, but maybe we've known plenty of people that get drafted kind of third, fourth, and you still get the chance to kind of go into that, I guess, that preseason training camp. Or if you got invited to a preseason training camp, is that something you would entertain at least?
Yeah, I think I would, like, if there's more interest, I'd definitely give it a try. I've had, like, some like people come up to me and ask like if I was interested in it, they could like help me like get the connection, stuff like that. But I was just like, I'm not really sure right now, so
yeah,
and stuff. But yeah, I think if that was a dream scenario,
more so
I
like if it yeah. came to you as opposed to
yeah
yeah I got you
yeah
because
yeah. I don't want to invest all my time like getting out there like trying to play pro. Like I'd rather them come to me like
yeah no for
I think
sure
that sparked my interest more.
That's
like,
good yeah
know.
Yeah
so
their interest would make you more interested.
Mm-hmm. Which yeah, obviously there's a little bit of interest. Like I'm not like completely shutting off the fact of
yeah
that, but
yeah,
you know, it also take like other like interests like yeah coming to me. So
yeah, absolutely. So what are your goals for next year? Like I mean, it seems like individually you've accomplished everything yeah. that you can accomplish, so is it more focused on like having success as a team?
Yes,
and
definitely.
Going a little bit further in the tournament?
Yes, because my freshman year, making it to the Final Four was history at DBU. So, like, I want to top that, obviously. Mm-hmm. That was my goal this year, too. But just making it, like, to the national championship, hopefully winning, going out big, stuff like that. And then,
yeah.
like, I was third-team All-American. So, you know, obviously my goal is to be first-team All-American next year.
It's not good enough, Rachel.
Yeah. I'm not satisfied yet.
Should never be.
Yeah, never, never, yes. never, never. Yeah. Never.
So, what advice maybe would you give to other girls that – in would be in your shoes like that have an opportunity to either go D1 or go D2 and like be a much more impact player at that level?
I would definitely just say like keep working hard and like you a team that like a team you like, it'll come to you. Like the perfect team that you think that suits you and stuff, it'll definitely come to you, whether it's D2 or D1. Like to me, like I just was like, DBU is really close to, like, my house, and, like, I feel like I made a strong impact there. It didn't really matter about the division to me because it's still competitive mm-hmm. and
yeah.
stuff. And, like, the thing about DBU is we're so competitive and, like, within each other. Like, we're so competitive, we're so supportive. Like, it also takes, like, the team aspect, too. And I think, like, a lot of other D1s and stuff might not have that. And if you're looking for, like you'll pretty much just find a team that suits you is
yeah.
what I'm saying. So
the level yeah. doesn't matter. It's the fit.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. 100%.
Got any more questions for your cousin?
Nah, nothing for my cousin. Just want to say I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. It's definitely cool to see, not like obviously it's you
touching.
You obviously you playing and then going playing in college at Division II as well. Super exciting to see. And then I mean I was unfortunate enough never got the chance to really make it playoffs wise at WT or make it far or anything like that. So seeing you do all that and accomplish all these goals is just as exciting for me. So just got to keep on working hard. You know, I'm here for you whenever you need me.
Yeah, I definitely look up to you. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You made me cry on this thing, man.
You're going to make me cry. Rachel, congratulations on everything you've
congrats,
so
congrats.
There's only a lot more to come for you, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for stopping by. And looking forward to supporting you tomorrow at the All-American ceremony.
Yes, thank you. Sure. Thank you all for having me do this. This is cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Right, thanks.